Hello, everybody. Welcome to the CrossFit Lynchpin Private Track. It is Monday, May 23rd, 2022. If you've been around for a while, thank you for your continued support. If you're brand new, I think you're going to be very happy here. Whether you're brand new or if you've been around for a while, if you haven't yet, what you need to do before you watch the remainder of this video, pause this, watch the other video attached to Monday's training. I attach it to every Monday. Entitled New to Lynchpin, Watch This First. It gives you all the backstory and context needed to fully benefit from the private track. I'm going to discuss what's the difference between the prescribed workout and the wildcard option. Why do we have a not for time workout? Do I have to time it? Should I not time it? The accessory work, do I have to do that? The goal times, are they like hard parameters? Is there some wiggle room there? All that's covered in that other video. So watch that and then come back to this. Let's dive into the workout. It's short and sharp today. I hope you like it. You just need your trusty barbell. 95-pounder for the men, 65 for the women. 3, 2, 1, go. 15, 12, 9 reps for time of the barbell thruster and the hang power clean. That's it. How great is that? You then note your time. You rest 3 minutes, and then you will do that couplet again, but at a slightly reduced rep scheme. 12, 9, 6 reps for time, thruster, hang power clean. It's going to be great. I can't wait to hear everybody's reports from just unfettered joy on this one. We also have it as a two-person team version. Same movements, same rep scheme. Two people working at the exact same time. The thrusters and the hang power cleans are synchronized at the top of the lift. So for this one, it's kind of Fran-esque in a way, right? I know that we don't have pull-ups in there, but it will probably feel very similar. And so with that in mind, the intention is short time domain, high intensity, and just, you know, all barbell right here. So if you think right off the bat you have to break up the first set of 15, it's probably a bit too heavy for you. I would look at this the same way that you would look at Fran, and do you generally scale the barbell anyway when you approach Fran? If you can comfortably move through that set of 15, I think there's going to be quite a little metabolic hit that happens at the end of that. Barbell might hit the ground. Nothing about this needs to be unbroken, okay? So please don't read that into it. But if somebody said, I'm not sure if I should scale or go prescribed, I would say, do you think you can get that first set of 15 thrusters unbroken and then start to punch into those hang power cleans? And if the answer is, yeah, I'll get somewhere into those hang power cleans before my lungs feel like they're on fire and I drop it, I'd be like, okay, I think you're good. But if you're like, no, I'm not going to get through that first set of 15 unbroken even on my best day, let's talk about scaling. We've got video showing the thruster and the hang power clean. Goal times. Super Fitness Robot on the first workout, 2 minutes and 45 seconds or less. On the second workout, 2 minutes or less. More likely time on the first workout could drift up to 6 minutes and 30 seconds or less. And on the second workout, 4 minutes, 45 seconds or less. It just depends on how much of a hit it has. But even those times there, those are short time domains in the grand scheme of things. So it's a short and sharp workout today. The wildcard option, same movements, same loading, but here's the difference. The repetition range, instead of descending, I made it rounds and a smaller number of reps that maybe if 15, 12, 9 was too big, the first wild card is 4 rounds for time of 9 thrusters and 9 hang power cleans. So we're going to get the same amount of work in, but with smaller sets that'll maybe keep you moving, so that might be a great option for some people. Then you rest 3 minutes and it's 3 rounds instead of 4. Of 9 and 9 again. So 4 rounds of 9 and 9 the first time, 3 rounds of 9 and 9 the second time. That could be a really great choice for some people to keep the intensity up. There's a team version of that. Scaled option, we're dropping the loading down, 65 pounds for men, 45 pounds for women. Everything else about the workout, the rep range, the movements, everything else stays the same. There's also a team version there. Let's see. Limited equipment crew. Everything's the same. The loading, the movements in the rep range, but it's just dumbbells. It's 15, 12, 9 of the dumbbell thruster, then the dumbbell hang power clean. Pair of 50 pounders for men, pair of 35s for women. Rest 3 minutes, then it's 12, 9, 6. Dumbbell thruster, dumbbell hang power clean. They've got a team version. There's videos of the movements there. It's going to be a great day to be a part of the limited equipment crew. Just working those dumbbells. Man, their times are close, but a little bit different because the dumbbells are going to be more challenging for sure. So, Super Fitness Robot, first workout, 3 minutes or less. Second workout, 2 minutes, 15 seconds or less. More likely time, first workout, 6.5 minutes or less. Second workout, 4:45 or less. No equipment workout today. AMRAP 5 minutes, 10 air squats, 5 push-ups. Rest 3 minutes, and then just get after it again. AMRAP 5 minutes, 10 air squats, 5 push-ups. Accessory work for the day, optional as always. 10 minutes of practicing the Bergner warm-up with an empty barbell or very light weight. That's how you get better at the barbell snatch. And then we've got a couple choices for you. Well, they're all choices because the accessory work is optional. You can either do strict shoulder press, 3 sets of 8 to 12 reps, if that's an area that you need to work on. Or if you're more in need of working your below parallel strength, you can choose back squat or front squat, 3 heavy sets of 3, resting 2 to 4 minutes between each. Cool down and stretching for the day, 5 to 15 minutes, casual, walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we have the wall stretch for the shoulder and the kneeling layback. And the day ends with a line that we say at the end of every day, and we mean it. We hope you take it to heart. Remove ego, embrace scaling, be smart, be safe, support each other, have fun, and post your results. Thanks for being a part of this, and I will see you tomorrow for Tuesday's workout.